It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good morning and welcome into the Thursday, August 9th, Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Beginning the podcast with news up north from Ryan Collinwood at VarsityCDA.com. Former Post Halls hoopster Ray Franklin chooses College of Southern Idaho after signing with nearby Spokane Community College. Lakeland junior Derek Bailey lost in the round of 32 in match play of the Pacific Northwest Junior Boys Amateur Championship on Wednesday at Port Ludlow Golf Club. Bailey was beaten 2-1 by Ross Kukula of Ocean Park, Washington. The Northwest Wildfire is holding tryouts for 10-and-under, 14-and-under, and 16-and-under softball teams at Post Falls High School on Sunday at 9 a.m. They will hold another session on August 19th. No cost to try out. Call 208-651-1972 for more information. Fruitland High third baseman Joe Martirano has been selected to play in the Under Armour All-American Baseball game on August 18th at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Dan Vogelbach hit a two-run homer, and Rock Shoulders added a grand slam in the Boise Hawks 8-6 win over the Everett Aqua Sox last night in Everett. Boise is back in Everett tonight. First pitch, 8:05. The Rigby High's volleyball team will hold tryout 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow and Saturday at the high school. All athletes are encouraged to attend. And North Fremont High School will begin its volleyball practice season 8 a.m. tomorrow for players in grades 9 through 12. For players in grades 7 and 8, practice begins 10:30 a.m. sharp Monday morning. Go to idahosports.com. Check out our football section. We will be in 8 separate locations opening weekend, August 24th. How cool is that? That is going to be so much fun. I can't wait for football opening weekend. But if you're a baseball fan, have no fear. IdahoSports.com is your source for American Legion Baseball. We will be broadcasting from Burley, Idaho. The Northwest Class A Regional Tournament is a double elimination bracketing. Teams from Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Alaska, Wyoming, and Utah will be converging in Burley for a great weekend of baseball. Don't forget, Gridiron Game Picks are back at IdahoSports.com. We already have a number of people signed up for the Gridiron Game Picks, and you can join us as well and test your football knowledge against the so-called experts at IdahoSports.com. Our poll question today on the podcast is, who is going to win the 2A Nuclear Conference this year? A little bit of a change up in the Nuke. Salmon comes down from 3A. Even as one of the smaller Class 3A schools, Salmon really took it to the 3A and 4A schools. So how will they fare in the Nuke Conference this year? Who's going to win the Nuke? Is it going to be Salmon? Is it going to be Firth, who made it all the way to the championship game last year? Or maybe even West Jeff, do they have a shot this year to win the Nuke? Go ahead and vote on the poll question. You can vote on our Facebook page or vote on the podcast page at IdahoSports.com. Checking this day in sports. This day in sports, August 9th, 1936. Jesse Owens became the first American to win 4 Olympic gold medals. On this day in sports, August 9th, 1960, Boston's Teddy Ball Game, Ted Williams clubbed his 511th home run, which tied Mel Ott for 4th place on the all-time list. Sports birthdays today, Bob Cousy, NBA Hall of Fame point guard, born this day in 1928. Deion Sanders, born this day in 1967. And Torey Percival, a very good Major League Baseball player, born this day, 1969. That'll do it for the podcast for a Thursday. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back tomorrow for the Friday podcast. It will be posted by 11 a.m. Have a great Thursday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on IdahoSports.com.